Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut, Thursday, November 10th edition of the program. Got a lot to talk about today because we still don't have the results from Nevada or from Arizona. And it's time we look at what really happened in Pennsylvania with Fetterman winning. The fact that that guy was able to win by almost 4 points, it's crazy. But it's going to happen again. I'm going to tell you why. We need to wake up in the GOP and start fighting fire with fire when it comes to these elections. Understand how the other side is using their advantages and what they're doing in the process as it stands, how they leverage the machinery of the vote so that they can win. And not only did they elect Fetterman, they just elected a guy. I'm not kidding. This is not a joke. They elected a state rep in Pennsylvania who is dead, who died of cancer a month ago. He won the election. He is no longer with us. And yet this tells you a lot about where our elections stand right now and what's going on, doesn't it? And what kind of candidates can win? Any candidate, because it's about the machinery in the process. It's about the structures that are in place. We're going to talk about all this. This is so important because we can discuss messaging and being right versus them being wrong, them being bad at their jobs, all that stuff as much as we want. If we don't fix this stuff, we're going to lose Pennsylvania again, and we're going to lose 2024 again. And plus, we haven't even figured out whether we've won or not in those other key states like Nevada and Arizona. So we will discuss that coming up here in just a minute. But I live my life in MyPillow products. I wear them, my slippers all the time. I sleep in Giza Dream sheets. every night. I got the My Towels, obviously My Pillows, which started it all. You should ask yourself, why don't you have all these products yourself? They're amazing. They're such great price, at such a great price, too. And you're also supporting Mike Lindell, who is a patriot, who loves free speech, loves America, and supports shows like this one. So aligned with your beliefs, great products, great price. That's why MyPillow is the incredible company it is. Try the Giza Dream Sheets. They're back at the lowest price ever. These sheets are coming in as low as $29.99 with promo code BUCK. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty. And now for the holiday season, they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and December 25th will have their money-back guarantee extended until March 1st, 2023. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square to check out this flash sale on the Giza Sheets, along with other limited-time offers. Enter promo code BUCK for these great limited-time specials. Giza Dream Sheets are amazing. I sleep in them every night. You're going to love them. And now, my friends, let's talk about where we are in this whole election process. First of all, Fetterman won by 4 points, give or take. How much did he win by? It's appalling that this could happen, that you would have somebody who is... I'm not even just talking... I want to be very clear. Yeah, the guy had a stroke, and he clearly does not have the mental faculties to do the job, if doing the job requires mental faculties, which increasingly, I guess, they're telling us, yeah, you want to be a politician, you don't need to know anything or be able to do anything. You just need to exist. Existing is enough. You know, that's why when Fetterman's like, hey, good night, everybody, to start off a debate, they're like, man, whatever, fine. But what you also have to know is Pennsylvania is a case study in the Democrats outmaneuvering Republicans. I'm going to say it. Outmaneuvering Republicans with the election infrastructure and with the rules as they currently exist. Now, we could sit around all the time and say, oh, but we need to just vote on election day. We need to not do it. Mail-in balloting is not secured. And that's all true and that's all fine. But they're doing it. Those are currently the rules. And they are using these tactics to win. So we got to ask ourselves, is that something that we're going to do anything about? Or are we just going to allow them to continue to pick off these very winnable elections because they are getting... In Pennsylvania, let me tell you what they did. In 2020, they used the pandemic to set up this whole infrastructure of Democrat machine voting where they have everybody is getting a ballot. If you registered in 2020, now you're on the rolls and they send you a ballot and they send them like a month before, maybe more than that. They send them way before the election. And so while we're saying, well, people need to show up on election day, they're saying, no, just mail them in. They do all this work to try to mail them in as quickly as they can and to as many people as they possibly can. So here's what you need to understand. I mean, the voting registration gap exists in Pennsylvania. So Democrats already have a substantial lead there, a 540,000 voter registration advantage. So registering voters is really important. We've got to look at that. Early voting. We need early voting on our side as well, and we need to do mail-in as well. And I know we don't like that because, yes, it can be used to cheat, but it's also an advantage. So we don't cheat. We leave that to them. But we also aren't going to leave tools on the table, right? If you're playing a sporting event and, you know, let's say that the rules have changed and now you can call 3 timeouts in the fourth quarter, well, you could say, well, that's not cool. They shouldn't have changed that rule. But if the other side's calling those timeouts, my friends, and using them to their advantage, should we not? Fight fire with fire. I mean, I really feel like for so much of the GOP, we need to go back and give them like Sun Tzu, The Art of War. We need to actually have them understand, you know, Machiavelli, have them understand it's about winning. It's about winning it. We don't need any more bombastic speeches about, I love the Constitution. Yeah, I love the Constitution, too. It's not going to last very long. It's not going to help us for very long unless we win some elections here, folks. Democrats think the Constitution is a joke. It's an impediment. It's an old document written by racist white men. I mean, that's what they think about the Constitution, as you know. So it's not going to protect us. We got to win. We got to win within the system we have, or else they will keep on incrementally destroying our rights, freedom, and our ability to live our lives as we choose in this country, in a republic with rule of law. They're going to erode these things. They're already doing it, as you all know. So this is where we've got to get serious about what's going on here. Fetterman won, and he is not even the worst of it. They think that Fetterman, I know they're a little bit tongue-in-cheek here. I get it. I'm not going to make a bigger deal out of it than it was. But they're already saying Fetterman for president's a possibility. Here's over at MSNBC. They're saying, hey, he overperformed, which he did. This guy who is like a caricature of a, working class hero politician who has his parents paying his bills in his 40s. But on MSNBC, they're like, you know, maybe he runs for president. This is what that sounds like. Play that clip.
He ran as exactly who he is. I mean, I have no doubt that if John Fetterman were sitting here, if he were in a bar, if he were with his family in a restaurant, he'd be exactly the same person. And voters completely see through that. So that is also a lesson for Democrats, too. This is a guy, you know who he is, you know what you're getting, and that ultimately matters in politics.
Fetterman as a nominee at some point for president, I know there's some variables, obviously,
but
what he did in the super red, deep red parts of Pennsylvania and the way that he ran ahead of Biden, as you were saying, ran ahead of Trump. I mean, it just makes you wonder about his future.
Makes you wonder about his future. A lot of us are appalled that this guy's going to be United States Senator. Rational, reasonable adults who can see things for what they are appalled. And yet here we are. Yeah, Fetterman won by 4 points. 4 points in Pennsylvania. What? We're angry about this, and we should be. But being angry doesn't change it. Being angry doesn't change anything for us unless we use that to some effect. And what I'm here to tell you is think of it this way. You ready for your mind to be a little blown? Think of it this way. If Fetterman were to run instead of Biden, I think Fetterman would get more votes than Biden. It's very possible. You say, oh, that's all the Democrat votes would be. Now, look, they're not going to do it. And his health is so questionable. They realize that there's something crazy about this. But I'm just saying, to give you a sense of the power of the Democrat machinery, every Democrat who voted for Joe Biden would be up for grabs for Fetterman. And every white working class voter that went Democrat the last time around, a lot of people that are Bernie Sanders left wing voters, they would be in play for Fetterman. So as crazy as it is, it's not crazy. This is what I'm telling you, because Democrats will vote for anybody as long as they promise to carry out the Democrat agenda. Doesn't matter their capabilities, their mental faculties, that they could care less. In fact, I'm starting to believe the Democrats prefer to have somebody who is cognitively challenged, because then they won't get any ideas of their own. Let's do what they're told and execute the agenda of the Democrat Party. But this is where it's important to be honest about what's going on here. It wasn't a very close race in Pennsylvania. 4 points isn't that close. Fetterman kicked Oz's butt, and not because he's a good candidate, but the point here is it doesn't matter that he wasn't a good candidate. Because the way the system is being used by Democrats, the way they have built the system, need to see this for what it is. And we need to take action in these places and in these states. So that's very important. All right, look, we're going to come and talk about Nevada and Arizona here in a second. I also want to tell you, though, see what I'm sitting in? I mean, if you're with me on Rumble, you can actually see this amazing chair that I'm sitting in. The most comfortable chair I've ever sat in my life. I sit in it every day for my radio show. It's an X chair. It's incredible. For less than $1 a day, that's right, for about $21 a month, you can own something that's going to make the hours spent at your desk more productive, more comfortable, and better than ever. I love working in my X chair all day, every day. Well, not all day, but you know what I mean. For the hours and hours I do radio and podcasting and research and writing, that's why I'm in my X chair. There's an X chair for every style and budget. You got a choice of colors, too, and you can get built-in massage, heating, and cooling. You will love your X chair. Check out all the options and their amazing financing plans at xchairbuck.com. That's the letter X, chairbuck.com. No other chair can compare to X chair. Go to xchairbuck.com now. Get yourself an X chair. You're going to absolutely love it. Now, my friends, let's discuss the situation in Nevada and Arizona. As I speak to you, it is likely Well, we actually don't really know. It's likely Kerry Lake, I think, is going to win in Arizona. I think Blake Masters has a good chance, but it's 50-50 as far as I can see based on the numbers. And then there's Adam Laxalt in Nevada, the Senate candidate there running against Cortez Masto. I think he's going to win as well. So then we're going to take two out of three of those races. I believe. I don't know. I'm just looking at the data, the numbers, too, and there's a lot of shenanigans going on. Notice how 2020, where were there election issues? Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona. Yeah. These are places where there were fights over election processes, where there were delays, where there were problems, broken water pipes, people going home, not counting, all that stuff. Does it look like any of this was fixed? No, it was not. And a big part of this, I'm just going to say, is because a lot of the voices within the GOP were just so focused on saying, well, we won in 2020. And to this I say, should have won, as in by the letter of the law and fairness. That's one argument. Did win? No, we didn't. Who's president? Joe Biden. People say, oh, but we won. He shouldn't be president. But he is. But he is. And so instead of focusing on, well, the refs threw the game to the other side because they were paid off, we should have been focusing on what's the next Super Bowl? What's the next big one? And this is what just happened here. And guess what? We didn't, and it wasn't fixed. It wasn't just Democrats. Oh, I'm telling you the truth about this. There are Republicans in the Arizona State Legislature, for example, who didn't really want to fix all this stuff. And so now it could be next week sometime. We're going to find out who the governor of Arizona is, who the winner is in the Senate race between Blake Masters and Mark Kelly. Be next week sometime. Hopefully. I mean, it could be sooner, but probably not. That's crazy. That's crazy. Brazil has 210 million people. They just had a presidential election, and every single vote that was, you know, was counted in a few hours the day of the election, and it was done. So why is it so hard for Arizona to figure this out? Well, apparently there are people that they've expanded mail-in balloting, and now this has been, just so you understand, this has been something the Democrats have wanted all along. They love mail-in balloting, and they love ballot harvesting. They want to have community organizers and the machinery of the Democrat Party in, you know, tax-subsidized nonprofits and billionaires like Soros, you know, pushing money into all this stuff to determine the outcome of elections by using these tactics to make sure that, one, there are people who have no interest really in the election who are somehow voting anyway, right? You know, they're just going to vote for whoever they're told to vote for by the person harvesting the ballots. And then, of course, there's just the outright cheating. Now, make no mistake about it. Do I think Democrats cheat in elections? Yes. Yes. In fact, Democrats go to jail for cheating in elections. This is a thing that has happened. And I'm sure someone's going to yell at me. There have been Republicans, too. Yeah, but they cheat a lot more. We all know that. Cheating is just so much more in their nature because they believe that whatever they have to do in order to stay in charge is necessary and moral because our democracy is under threat. Our democracy is under threat. But here's the thing. We have to make it harder for them to cheat. We have to do whatever we can to change the processes. And that way also we have to catch them. When we catch them doing something, then that's going to be a real moment. If you don't step in beforehand, right, this is like if the burglar has already gotten into the house and stolen the necklace, you know, afterwards you sit there and say, oh, that's really awful. And we look at him. He stole it. That's bad. You know what's much better? Set up a burglar alarm so we catch him in the act. And this is what you need to do with Democrats with election cheating. You have to set up in advance of, because if someone says, oh, look at the drop out, look at the drop boxes, we didn't have enough security. Probably true, but what do? I mean, unless you can prove, and then you say, oh, but Buck, look at this guy. He's dropping in 100 votes at a time. And I say, right. Is ballot harvesting legal in that state? Because if the answer is yes, we got nothing. We got nothing. Right. This is like Denzel Washington in Training Day. There's what you know and there's what you can prove. In this case, what you can prove with election cheating is all that matters. Knowing the Democrats are slimy and lie and cheat and all that stuff, that's not going to cut it. We have to be able to show cold, hard proof of their cheating. And of course, they'll deny it. But, you know, we can take them to court and we can do something about it. We can press charges. And that will change the conversation. It will matter to independents. It will matter to people who go along with this idea that the threat to our democracy is the Republicans. By the way, that hurt us in this election. The crazy rhetoric, and honestly, it was a surprise to me because it is so stupid and so ridiculous. But there are really stupid, ridiculous people who say threats to our democracy is actually something that really worries them. So while we could sit here and say, okay, no emotionally stable, intelligent person really thinks that if Republicans, you know, get a bare majority in the House and the Senate and maybe win a few governor's races, our democracy is over. They actually use this as an effect. I mean, Joe Biden's out there gloating about this. Here he is talking about what a great day it was for democracy. Play clip one.
Well, we had an election yesterday, and it was a good day, I think, for democracy. And I think it was a good day for America. While the press and the pundits are predicting a giant red wave, it didn't happen. I felt good during the whole process. I thought we were going to do fine. While any seat lost is painful, some good Democrats didn't win the last night. Democrats had a strong night. And we lost fewer seats in the House of Representatives than any Democratic president's first midterm election in the last 40 years. And we had the best midterm for governors since 1986.
And he's a horrible president, and the Democrat Party is insane. So, obviously, he's putting his spin on it, but how's it feel out there, everybody? We can sit here and say they wrecked the economy, the border is terrible, they're horrible on crime. All that is true. They were awful on COVID. Libs will vote for the new. There are a lot of libs out there, a lot of Democrats. This is a reminder. A lot of people who are like, triple mask me, give me 15 shots. Oh, if I get mugged and robbed on the way home every day from work for a year, well, that's just the price I pay for social justice. They don't care. Actually, what happens is they live in fancy neighborhoods. They're not subjected to the crime. They subject everybody else to. And so they get to feel good about themselves because they're, you know, they're all about equity and all about social justice and racial justice. And so their defund police rhetoric makes them feel good about themselves. But they're actually not living in high crime neighborhoods or even neighborhoods where there's much crime at all, even in high crime cities. So they're not going to change. They don't see the downside of this. It's all virtue signaling and works for their own politics. The Democrat Party doesn't feel like they have been chastened, like they have been humbled at all, at all. And I'm just going to say it now. I think people are thinking, oh, well, we're just going to go into this election. It's going to be 2016 all over again. No. The election, unless we change these states, unless we fight on these voting procedures, and unless we mobilize our voters. Yeah, here's some crazy ideas. Republicans, we need to do mail-in voting, too, where it is legal. Meaning we need to get our voters to start right away. Get it going right away, early. Vote early. I mean, Democrats vote early and often, which is illegal. We will vote early, though. We need to have campaigns to do this stuff. They are beating us tactically in getting the votes counted for their side. And that's all that matters. Winning is what matters. And this is, I'm not just sitting here pounding the table. I'm talking to different senators about this, congressional staffers about this, political consultants about this. This is not just me pounding the table being, this needs to happen or else we're going to lose. And I know people are thinking it's going to be the 2016 magic all over again. They figured out what we did in 2016 to win, which is just have a great messenger with a powerful message and use social media before they cracked all that down. And it was a surprise to them. 2016 to Democrats was like a sneak attack. Then they came along in 2020 and they rigged the whole game in their favor. And we just had 2022. And guess what? It largely stayed rigged. We let the rigged game continue. So going forward, do we want 2024 to be different? That work starts now. It starts now. And hopefully we'll see what happens with Blake and with Kerry and with Laxalt out there in Nevada and Arizona. And we'll talk more about the election afterwards and where this all leaves us. Friends, you can tell us fired up today. Thanks for listening on the podcast, obviously. And also those of you who are subscribing on the Rumble channel, you can watch the video of it. Like I say, we're building this pirate ship as we go. So it's going to be a longer show. We're going to do guests. We're going to have more video. Everything is going to be going, but we're in the process of outfitting the studio and doing some things here. So please just be patient with the visuals and know that on the podcast side, not only are we going to be doing some longer shows going forward, we're also going to do, yes, the history specials. Yes, the deep dives with people that you're going to want to hear from, long form conversations. That's all coming your way. The Team Buck folks out there, that's everybody listens to this, your Team Buck. I really appreciate you. Help me grow the show. Please spread the word. Be like, hey, remember when Buck used to do the solo show? He's doing a solo show as well as the great radio show that he's doing with his fabulous co-host, Clay Travis. So check out or pass the word, if you will. Spread the word about Buck Sexton podcast, too, so we can get this thing out there and we can make a difference. Shields high, everyone. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's Framebridge.com.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.